A Synergist Media Production.
Two geniuses.
I read 7 books of the Bible in one day.
Craving your attention.
I want you to love us.
Bringing you humor.
Because we are funny.
Reminding you who you are.
I believe this generation will be a generation of Davids answering the call.
Honesty.
Listen, Rover, you're fat.
A voice for a generation.
They stepped up when the time was needed.
This is The Gist.
That's right, everybody. This is The Gist. And it's I, the Chancellor, Caleb Betterton himself. And this past weekend, I went to a talk by the famous and incredible Jordan Peterson, Dr. Jordan Peterson. And it was an amazing, amazing time, an amazing, amazing experience. And for those who don't know who that is, look him up right now, because he is a clinical psychologist by trade, by degree, but he brings so much to the table. He talks about biblical stuff as far as how it works from a human perspective, applying it to your life, and as well as some political stuff as well. He has been kind of in the mainstream, I guess not mainstream, but he's been kind of around in popular settings and conservative settings for a while now, since probably 2016-ish. And it was an incredible experience, because I've heard his stuff through podcasts or interviews, and I've seen some of his lectures online as well. But to see him in person was actually incredibly cool. Ran into my pastor and our bishop over there as well, which is pretty cool to see. And it's kind of amazing, because what happened was, you know, we're all there. It's an arena. It's in like arena of, and there's like a couple thousand people there. It's pretty big, pretty loud. Everyone's kind of talking before it starts, but as soon as he walks out on stage, it got silent. Like, it went completely silent. I was blown away by how quiet it got. And it wasn't like a quiet of like, you know, I'm falling asleep or like I'm bored. It was like everyone's attention went whoo, silent straight to him as he began to speak and lecture. And like, I've never seen, because we're in an arena again. It's a huge arena. And it went quiet. Everyone locked in on what he's saying. Like, he had everyone's attention gripped. And he went for like 2.5 hours speaking. And it was locked in the entire time. It didn't feel like that at all. It felt like it was like 30 minutes. Like, it was this, everyone locked in. We're in this thing. And it was very incredible to like kind of see it, that happen. And it was very enjoyable to be at. Honestly, it's going to take me weeks to kind of work through everything he said, because at the level at which he speaks and how much stuff he actually hit. But if anyone wants to go see his lecture series, I would highly recommend it. It was very, very enjoyable. Had a great time going to it, and really challenged myself to think about some different stuff. And again, he would start on a topic, right? And then he'd go off on a rabbit trail on that topic, and then come back to that topic, then go off another rabbit trail, come back to it. Like, it was kind of funny, because I went with my girlfriend, and this is not her normal setting. It's what she's interested in or enjoys. But like, she was pretty locked in for the most part the entire time. But the way he ended was kind of funny, because he kind of just stopped, and she was like, what? That's it? Just because like, he really didn't come to a conclusion. He was just going, and suddenly he realized how long he was going for, basically. And just kind of, all right, thank you very much. Hope you enjoy this evening. And there was a Q&A afterwards as well. But it was just kind of funny, because he was just going, and then he kind of realized what time it was. It was like, all right, this is why I believe this. All right, done. And she was like, what? And I was like, you know, that's just how it is, I guess. But it was very, very cool to go to and be a part of. So definitely check him out if you can. Highly recommend his stuff. It's all very, very interesting. Of course, there's always bones in everybody's life and everybody's speeches and everybody's opinions and thoughts. But there's a lot of meat there as well to pull from and choose from. If you haven't heard already, all right, it dropped last week, our interview with Reverend Amy D'Alessandro. And if you haven't heard it yet, here's a quick sample for you that you can listen to, if I can get the audio going. Hold on 1 second.
Walking out of the church, and our pastor runs up, starts talking to my husband. God instantly fills him with the Holy Ghost. Power of God comes on him. I still remember it. I can't even talk about it without weeping. And then within moments, he's baptized in Jesus' name. And when he came out of that water, you know your spouse, you know, So he comes out of the water, and I'm like, he's completely different.
Yeah.
He's smiling. His hands are raised. He's being totally open with the people around him, the people praying for him. He's allowing people to pray for him. And I thought, wow, God, like, you've done it.
And that was just a taste of what was all in the interview. It was an incredible interview to do. And yeah, it's live right now on this podcast, on this The Gist itself. So go check it out right now. And pause the episode, go back, then catch up this episode, because it was a great interview to be a part of and do. And it was just fantastic, fantastic. Again, if you are a new believer, an old one, married, single, whatever else is in between, all that stuff, she had something to say to you, because it was very, 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 very fruitful and inspiring. Coming up next, we have me talking about the juice. You know what I mean. The juice, OJ himself. And we have a little bit of a catching up to do with an old friend of the show. So stay tuned for that.
The Gist. You're listening to The Gist.
Entertain but challenge.
All right, guys, we are back on The Gist. And for those who haven't heard yet, and if you haven't, I'm just kind of surprised you have it, but The Juice himself has passed. OJ Simpson died this past week. And this was honestly the only time I've ever seen someone's death. Well, maybe not the only time, but someone who wasn't a terrorist or Hitler's death celebrated in a way like his death was celebrated. His life was not celebrated, but his death definitely was celebrated by everyone I saw, which is very, very sad. If you don't know, which you should, O.J. Simpson was accused, allegedly, of killing his wife and a waiter. Now, again, I say allegedly, but most people, if not everybody, believes that he did it. In fact, pretty much everyone believes he did it. Without much doubt involved. Even those who defend him believe he did it. And here's an example of that.
Also, just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people
did. Get away with what? Yeah. Okay, get away with murder. Yeah, we know. Pretty much, again, everyone pretty much thought he did the murder. And again, there was a lot of celebrating of his death this past week. And it's sad. It really is sad when you think about it, to see so many people cheer the death of someone. But, well, it was his own his own fault in a way. And it really was just wasted potential, because for those who don't know, before OJ was on trial for the murder of his wife and a waiter, he was an incredible football star, but no one remembers OJ for his football playing. No one celebrates OJ for his stuff on the field. It's always OJ you think the murder. OJ and murder is what you think of, all because of the choices he made. But his legacy should have been about the football career and not the murders. And it was a wasted potential. Now, hopefully no one here kills anybody. Okay, we're not endorsing that. Do not do that, please. But what will our legacy be? What is it we will do that people remember? Because it could have been, again, with OJ, all about his career in football. But instead, it's all about the murders. And there's a guy in the Bible who didn't murder anyone, but his potential was wasted as well. His name is Gehazi. For those who don't know, Gehazi was Elisha's servant. And when Naaman came to town and got healed, he offered Elisha, a bunch of stuff, some clothes, some gold. And Elisha said, I don't need that. I want that. You're healed. Move. Go about yourself. Go about your way. Do your thing. But Gehazi was like, hold on a second. I kind of want some of that stuff. So he goes and he sneaks out the house and goes after Naaman and says, I want this stuff. And Naaman's like, I got healed. Of course. Here you go. But when he gets back home, Elisha's like, bro, I know what you did. Don't you know that my spirit goes with you everywhere you go? And the same disease, leprosy, was on Naaman is now upon you. And of course, Gehazi was in line for that double portion of a double portion that Elisha got from Elijah that could have gone to Gehazi, but instead his potential was wasted. And he was known forever as a leper, just like OJ is forever known as, allegedly, for the sake of the law, a murderer instead of what could have been. And it's the decisions we make. It's the things we do. Again, hopefully we're not as bad as murder or an epilepsy. Those are some extreme things for sure. But it's what we do in our daily lives. It's the choices we make, even if we're great at something, even if we have talent in something and we are above and beyond our peers. The choices we make, the things that we do can determine our future, can determine what our legacy ends up being. Because your legacy is all by your actions, not by your potential. Your future can be looked at through the lens of your potential, but your legacy is the lens of what actually happened, whether or not you lived that potential or not, and what you did with that potential. And you don't want to end up with wasted potential. But yeah, it was pretty crazy seeing this OJ stuff go down. Literally jokes everywhere on Twitter, everywhere on all the social media pages, on the podcasts, everywhere you see with the OJ jokes. And it's very, very sad. It's very, very sad because of that wasted potential and the loss of life, of course. I'm not going to diminish that. That was definitely the worst part. And OJ escaped justice, which is a very sad thing. Again, I'm not endorsing OJ or promoting OJ. I'm just saying his choices cost the potential of someone else and waste away his potential as well. And we don't end up like OJ. Coming up next, we have an interview, a conversation, a time of catching up with our friend Vero. So stay tuned for that.
You're listening to The Gist.
All right, guys, we have with us today a very, very special, amazing, incredible foreign operative in another country. You may have heard of her. Her name is Veronica, I think, anyway, Ruiz-ish. And she has been, of course, in Bangladesh the past, how many months now has it been?
Almost 3 months.
Wow. Time definitely flies. And it's been a very, very sad and lonely and miserable month for us on The Gist, missing you very much. But without further ado, how are you doing, bro? How has life been in the city of Bangladesh?
Life has been lifing.
Yes, perfect. All right, it's been the interview, guys. Thank you for listening to today's show. It's been great because life is lifing.
It's going good. It's going good. I just started language school again.
3 months
ago. I don't know if I told you guys that I was... Yeah, well, like, I feel like it's more like 2 months because we just came off of a break.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended school early last month because my teacher was going to India, which I'm probably oversharing information now, but she went to India for her cousin's wedding. So I got off early. And then after that, we were off like a week for Ramadan. And so I feel like I've been out for like a whole month, even though it's only been like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, so we started... Which, did you know there's a new year in Bangladesh? And it was on Sunday.
Do they follow the Chinese New Year? Is that why? Because I know the Chinese New Year is different than American New Year.
Well, the Chinese New Year, I think, was in February.
Does every country have its own New Year?
And the Bangla New Year was April 14th.
That's a random day to have a New Year, though. Like, April 14th?
Right. I don't know. I don't know if it's like the beginning of summer or like, I don't know. I didn't really ask, but they had Ramadan on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Ramadan, the end. So Eid, they had Eid on the 11th, the end of the 40-day fast. And then on the 14th, so 3 days later, they had the New Year. Which I don't know if Eid and the New Year have anything to do with each other, or if it's just like they just happen to be close to each other. So I don't know. But it was, everybody was wearing red. So I guess that's the theme for the New Year. I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, you were out of place. Is that why all the people took pictures of you, Vero?
Oh, I forgot about that. No, that was on. That was it. So Sunday was in the year. Saturday is whenever I went to the zoo, and was the. I was a little surprised when I ended up being the exhibit.
The main attraction of the day.
The main attraction of the day, which good for them. They had they got their money's worth, which, okay, let me tell you something though. It was crazy. It was crazy because, so when you're a national, born in Bangladesh, your entrance fee for the zoo is 50 takas, which is like a little less or a little over 50 cents.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, right. But I'm not Bangladesh national. So, so we had already paid. It was me and Sister Day. We went to the zoo. And
how much you have to pay?
We had already. Huh?
How much did they make you pay?
They chased us down because we weren't. They gave us the ticket. Okay, we paid $10 each.
Wow. So 50 cents to $10 is the range of. Tourist or new person to national?
He chased us down. The man chased us down. He's like, it's the rules. It's the rules. Sorry. I'm like, I'm not Bangladeshi, which is foreigner. I'm like, I'm Bangladeshi. I'm a Bangladeshi woman. Can't you tell?
Yeah, I'm sure the accent threw him off.
Yeah, so that was what we heard the whole time we were there. That we were like Bangladeshi, and like the people that day got their money's worth for 50 cents. They got a good little
picture
show
with Vero. Yes, see, they should have charged you at all in that case. They should have like fed you and given you water and drinks to make sure they kept their, you know, their new exhibit healthy and fine.
That would have been the least they could have done.
The least, exactly.
They should be paying me. They should be paying. No, but it was okay.
How many people took pictures of you?
I honestly didn't keep count. It was more like.
Was it more than like five?
I'm sure it was. More than 10. Some that we did. I don't know.
Wow.
I lost count. Just like they're just curious, you know, and I don't know that any of them have ever seen a foreigner before.
Yeah.
So like. And I'm not just making this up. Like, they would go walk ahead of us and pull out their phone and take a selfie and smile. We were in the back. So, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
And there's a few of them that actually, stopped us to ask us if we could
see. I think you need, to go full on, you know, entrepreneurial here. And go to, like, the city and get, like, a tent set up with us in the tent and have someone outside with, you know, $5, come take a picture with a foreigner type thing, and it's, you know, so much money you can make off them. So that'd do.
The thing is that it's not even the city. Like, the foreigners are more common in the city. Like, you see a lot of foreigners, in, at least here in Dhaka. Like, there's people from everywhere because all the embassies are here. But, like, it was, like, that's kind of in the village where we were at.
Yeah.
So
it's good at a village. Set up a tent, you know. Be inside the tent, say, come inside for a picture with a foreigner. You know, 50 cents. It'd be great. Make that money back, girl.
That's the next set. That's great. I'll raise my next.
That's going to get back to the United States.
My, what's it called? Yeah.
Next aim trip. Yeah. Raise the money that way. Get your picture taken. You know, when I was in Boy Scouts one time, we went to the Air Force base here to like do some kind of food drive, help, you know, get cans for something or other outside of the store there. And like there was some, a group of like, I'm not sure who they were, but like a group of like tourists came in from another country. And like they were fascinated with us, the Boy Scouts. Like they could not, like they're taking pictures with us, like put arms around, taking pictures with us. Like they were so blown away by us, the Boy Scouts, on this military base. It was hilarious. But you know, we probably do it too, honestly. We go to other countries and people come here. Like then when they come to our country, we go to other countries, we probably take pictures of people and like, what is person this person doing? But you get to experience what it's like to be on TMZ, or what people who go through TMZ get to experience, just getting chased down and your photo taken.
I don't know. It's funny. I guess because we get to see more nationalities more often. They just never seen a foreigner other than on social media or something like that. So they're like, whoa. So it's pretty funny. I think it's funny now.
Yeah.
Just to be able to like grab her umbrella and like,
me, like this. Push him off. The Mary Poppins move. So the question everyone's been asking me to ask you, not really, but I'm going to say that because it sounds good, is what is the best candy in Bangladesh? If they have candy in Bangladesh.
They do have candy, but it's like, this is what I buy all the time, and it's chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah, and I didn't like, it's just a specific brand. It's like a purple wrapper, and it's like Cadbury. It's like, I think it's called Dairy Milk. I think that's what they're talking about. But I stopped.
That's a great name. Dairy Milk. Dairy Milk. So what is God been teaching you while you've been in Bangladesh for real?
What has God been teaching me? Oh Lord, what has He not been teaching me? honestly, I would say the biggest thing that I've been learning is, it sounds so cliche, but honestly, to just trust God.
Yeah.
Just trust God and everything. Like every day has been trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, because I was talking to you the other day, which was like, why didn't you say it on the podcast? But just how being here has been such a God thing. You know, he gave me a dream. When was it? So 2020, beginning of 2022. So January 2022. And I arrived in Bangladesh January 2024. So like, and it wasn't like a super like spiritual dream. It was just like, at least not from what I understand, from what I've talked to my leadership about, but just to where I was with Sister Amy. She was on a few podcasts ago. But to where we were like crossing a border from another country into a different one. And at the time, I didn't understand. But like there was a few people. But the one that I remember the most of the dream is this woman in a pink hijab, like bright pink, like almost like hot pink hijab. And so, you know, it takes me a few years to tell my leadership. So maybe like a year and a half, finally, or a whole year. I don't know. It took too long. That's the point. But the thing is that whenever I landed in Bangladesh, the very first thing I see when I get off the plane is seven women, worker women. So they work there at the airport. And they just happen to work with the airline that I'm on in like bright pink hijabs. So there's like seven, maybe a little bit more than seven. There was a bunch of them. I couldn't count them. I can't count to 10. So,
yes.
So they were all in their bright pink hijabs. And so now every time I see a woman in a bright pink hijab, like it just reminds me of I'm here. And that's really what's kept me like encouraged to keep going. Cause, when I talked to the Corbins about it, they said that bright colors on hijabs here, at least in Bangladesh, aren't very common. Like somebody won't just flat out wear a bright pink hijab and it's not like an everyday thing either. So it is very like specific thing that God showed me. And that's like the first thing interesting on the book.
Yeah.
So
that's good. You have any other testimonies from your experiences in Bangladesh so far?
I talked to you about the kids last time, right? From our Sunday school program.
I'm not sure if you did it on the podcast or not, but you told me I had a bunch of great stories after the podcast was over, but you know, I'm not sure.
I did, yeah. No.
Do you want to share do you want to share the airplane one or no? But the man?
What happened with the man? So that one is pretty funny. I call that my cussing angel.
Everybody needs one.
Yeah, so it was pretty funny because that man sat on the plane in the longest flight I had next to me, and he was definitely like an extrovert. Like he could have talked the whole 14-hour flight if I had stayed that long. But point being is that you know, he was having conversations, and then once he found out I was going to Bangladesh for like missionary work, he started talking about God in like every single sentence that he after that he spoke.
Yeah.
And then in one of the sentences he was like talking about God and then like throws a few cuss words in there. But he like so, you know, passionate about what he's talking about. And so I just dismiss it, and then we get off the plane. And I go to my gate, and I forget I need to make a coffee. So we part ways. His gate is, like, far away. Mine is opposite direction. And so I make it to my gate, and then I'm like, oh, no, I need to make a coffee. So I go up back to where I can find help. And the man, not the same man, but the worker guy, he points me to where the printer will be at, the little station. And so I like, start walking and I get lost. Like, I have no idea where I'm at. Like, I don't know where I'm at. And so I like start looking at it on the little screen up there. It's not on the little screen, it's a big screen. But I start looking it up. And and then all of a sudden, I hear this guy who's sitting next to me on the plane. And mind you, it's been like 45 minutes since the last time I saw him. He's like, are you lost? I'm like, yeah. And he doesn't even look at the screen. He's like, oh, I know where that is. And so he like takes me to the place I need to go to make the coffee.
Yeah.
And I promise you, as soon as he leaves me there, I turn around to say thank you and he's gone. Like, he's not there anymore. So I have no doubt in my mind that the Lord, I don't know if he was an angel, but he was definitely.
I'm not sure if angels cuss or not, you know. But
he's definitely God. I'm not sure. I don't know. But he's definitely God sent. So that was another story that I'm like, that was like definitely incredible on the way over here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there anything we can be praying for you with or about or for?
Good question.
Or anything you need from the listeners? I mean, I tried to send you stuff, but the mail lost it all.
Honestly, I think. Yeah, no, we don't even have like 3 mailmen in Bangladesh. So good luck with your mail. No, I think honestly, just continue praying for Sunday school program. Since the last time, I don't know if I told you on or off of the microphone, recording the last time, but since the last time I talked to you, we had Sunday school program, and that day, we talked about the Holy Ghost, and 17 kids received the gift of the Holy Ghost.
That's awesome.
So, and that was, honestly, it was due to prayers, because I remember asking people, and you and Michaela and a few other people to pray specifically for that service and for children to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So those prayers are working, and those kids have been coming every Friday consistently. So that, and then also for our youth, we're just starting the program. But we really want key youth to come into the youth group and live the life for God, and not only just come to church, but just live truly an apostolic life and become like future the future ministers and leaders of the church. So really keeping that, the youth and Sunday school programs in prayer. That's like top of my list.
All right.
Those two.
Well, definitely praying for all that. We appreciate you, Vera. We love you. And we are praying for you. We can't wait to see you again soon and have you on the Gist again. So we'll catch up with you a little bit later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, guys, as we wrap this thing up, the question of the week is, what subject do you hate the most, or did you hate the most? What subject did you hate the most? Let us know, senatistmg@gmail.com. Send us a message. Also, follow us on our socials, in the show notes below, YouTube, all that fun stuff. And send this to your friends. Go to the share button. Send out in text message form, social media form. Share this episode. Love you guys. Bye.